From WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Molly Samuel. Thousands of people marched through downtown Atlanta last night in protest of the recent killings by police of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota.
If at this point you're not angry, it's because you're not paying attention.
That's Sansaray Gibbs.
Black Lives Matter.
The rally was organized by the Georgia NAACP. It started at Centennial Olympic Park and wove through downtown traffic. Some rush hour drivers who got caught in the march rolled down their car windows and raised their fists in solidarity.
We've been doing this since the 60s.
James Dorsey was there marching with his wife and his sister. He says they were active in the civil rights movement.
We're just glad to see the young people waking up. You know, it seemed like they slept for a while.
There was a generation skip.
That's his sister, Hattie Dorsey.
Equal rights is not something that's just going to be automatic, especially to a certain population. We don't need black men dying needlessly. And so this is why we're marching, is just to join in with all the other voices.
One new voice was Eric Fishers. He said it was his first time coming to a protest. He was there with his wife and two kids, ages 10 and 5.
You almost become numb to the shootings, but the Minnesota shooting took me to heart a lot because I listened to his mother about how she spoke to him about complying. And it was pretty much the same thing my mom taught me and my brother growing up.
Fisher says it hit home hard for him to hear that Philando Castile had been taught the same things his mother told him and that he's taught his kids.
Because there's really nothing else we can do.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
We're living in, you know, a crazy time, a dangerous time with our black boys right now.
Gavin Brown was selling T-shirts that were a play on the popular poster phrase, keep calm and carry on. His said, I can't keep calm. I have a black son.
I had a lot of moms come up and was like, we really appreciate this.
The march, blocks and blocks long, wove past the CNN Center and around Centennial Olympic Park. At one point, Mayor Kasim Reed made an appearance, urging protesters to keep it peaceful. Rapper T.I. was also in the crowd. Pastor Karan Jones walked with parishioners from Rejoice in the Word Church in Lawrenceville. She says they were motivated to come both by police killings and by the police who were killed in Dallas Thursday night.
Looking for change. We're looking for unity, unity with the cops, unity with society, unity with the White House, unity with the Democrat, with the Republican. That's what we're after. We're after unity.
We gon' be all right. We gon' be all right. We gon' be all right.
The police were hands-off in the early part of the march, blocking some streets to traffic, but barely visible for long stretches. Later in the night, the crowd dwindled to several hundred, many of whom headed onto a highway ramp leading to the downtown connector. There, a line of police stopped them, officers in uniforms, not SWAT gear, with dozens of police cars backed up behind them. This standoff lasted for hours, but it stayed peaceful.
Been communicating with the officers.
Alicia Hudson was on the ramp.
They are very much for the peaceful protest. Not all cops are bad. And we understand that. We just really and truly wanted to do a movement so people understand what we're feeling and where we're coming from.
It appears there were just a handful of arrests. Other rallies are planned in Atlanta this afternoon and tomorrow. Molly Samuel, WABE News.